My name's Tommy Garland. I'm a professional horse trainer, clinician. I'm from Virginia. I have a 40-stall training barn there, and I train horses and show all over the United States. I've been to Brazil, Canada, other areas to do what I do.
And your hometown is?
Is in Virginia. I'm right outside of the Richmond area in a little community called Powhatan. This is my third year being here. One of the things I do, I bring my Watusi steer. His name's Stevie. And he originates from Africa, they do. He has a horn span about 5'3" tip to tip. The base diameter is about 20 inches in diameter. I can ride him with the saddle and do things with him. And it's a unique thing people get to see that they may never get to see. Then I put on a horsemanship clinic. This year I had a lady bring a horse here that she had problems with, that would kick out and buck and wouldn't go forward and had all kind of issues. So we started on Tuesday morning. We do two sessions a day, weather permitting, and start working with that horse, showing people how they can work with their horse, communicate better so they don't run into those issues.
Describe the progress of this horse now over the last 3 days.
Well, he's pretty totally different. The first day, the first session when I got on him, I did a lot of groundwork first. But when I got on him, as soon as he felt my legs touch his side, he started backing up, just kicking. So I'd ask him to go forward, then he just bucked and kicked. So I turned his head around, tapped him on the butt a couple times, got him to learn to go forward. Because what he figured out he could do is just kind of sull up, back up, kick out, and they would get off. And they would put him away. So he figured, oh, this is how I get out of work. So through the process of each session, I have got him to do better and better. And now he'll trot around the round pen. It's too slick here now because of the rain to canter him. But we've got him where he'll trot around. When I say whoa, he stops. You know, and a lot of it was something he learned he could do to get away from work. And once he figured out, you gain their respect. I have a program I call CPR. And it stands for confidence, patience, and respect. You got to gain the respect of the horse. And through doing that, he gets confidence in you, but you gain confidence that you can actually do it. But it takes patience, and that's where the P comes from. It just patience, patience, patience. And a lot of people, unfortunately, get irritated or frustrated and forget that part.
You said that the horse figured that this is how he gets out of work. How much of this has to do with you getting inside the horse's head and telling what he's thinking?
A lot of it. A lot of it is what you communicate to that horse. You think about it, when a horse knows nothing until you grab a hold of that lead shank and lead it somewhere. From the time you take a hold of him, you're teaching him something, good or bad. And they figure out people that if they do certain things, they can get out of work. Some of them are smarter about it than others. So what, you know, my thing is I teach a lot of people on how to be able to communicate the different things they need to do with their horse so that they can enjoy their horse. A lot of times it's the lady that she always wanted a horse when she was younger. Now she has the means to have one, but she's not as brave as she was when she was 12 or 13. So she gets scared. She has a lot of responsibilities. And they get scared, and then they don't know what to do. So it's letting them become, empowering them to learn how to control their horse so they can have fun.
How many horses have you run into that you just back up, give up, say, this horse is beyond me?
I've never really had any that couldn't do something. I had one stud horse one time that was kind of mean, and I suggested that they geld him and do something with him. He was kind of bad. But other than that, most all of them I can do something with. Turn them around, kind of rehabilitate them, you know, to where they can do something. It might not, what you'll find is like somebody may want to work cows with their horse or jump jumps or do something. It might not be athletic enough to do that, but it can do something else. It might be a great trail riding horse. So you find what that horse is good at and you put it in that position, and then you let them find a horse that's good at what they want it for.
At what point, when you're with a horse, do you feel that you've done something that horse recognizes and has changed?
You know, there's a lot of different points of interest on that. Usually one of the first things is like when you walk away from a horse and he'll follow you around. That's kind of a natural thing horses will do with each other. So once he decides that you're the leader of the deal there, he'll follow you anywhere you go in that round pen or in a field. So he's kind of, they call it join up or hooked on to you. That's one thing you'll know. But you know, when you can first get, I started a lot of young horses, baby horses, and when I can get on them for the first time and get them trotting around and they're not bucking and they're not scared, that's a big deal for me. And then, you know, because I show horses, I'm very good at the young junior horses that are 5 years and younger. I've had great success at that. So when I can go win one of those major events, then I know I'm doing my job. And that's the fun part about it, what I do.
Give me some hints, maybe some secrets that you have about getting through to a horse.
You know, it's kind of like I tell you, becoming one with them. You know, try to think like a horse will think a little bit. And that's hard for some people because they're not around them enough. But look what they're telling, what they're doing with their ears, how they're doing their eyes, what their tail's doing. Learning how to lead them and get them to move away and think, this is your space over here, this is my space. And don't let them intrude into your space unless you want them there. And if you can get them to do that, part of the battle, half the battle's over because they start respecting what you're asking them to do. So many times it's the equipment that people use might not fit properly or they don't know what to do with it. So through the teaching that I do, hopefully they learn how to handle certain parts of their equipment they have, how to best use it. You know, I have a website, it's tommygarland.com. They can go on there. I have tips on there they can watch. They can buy DVDs, different equipment to help work with their horse.